Welcome to the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast on Mintwave Radio and all podcast platforms. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist, or healer with an online program and would like to find out how to grow your business whilst having fun podcasting, go to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free. Let's dive into today's episode.
So welcome to the show. And today we have the lovely Jackie Groundsell, and she is, I'll describe her as she's a super connector. Super connector. She's the super connector. So Jackie, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Oh no, it's always an honor.
And Jackie actually is one of our hosts on our podcast network, but she also streams out live a 2-hour radio show. And what's the radio station called, Jackie?
The station is called Love Da Beat Radio.
Love Da Beat Radio. So Jackie, if you'd like to share with the listeners a little bit about your story and what was the inspiration behind you wanting to help business owners, not just locally, but globally, and give them support and help them grow their business.
I have to put my hand up and say in the first instance that there was no blinding flash of light in the first place. We've been going now 22 years in August, and I had back in the day I'm an IT trainer, Microsoft products, and it was as a result of setting that up and growing that up then, which was in 99, shall I say that quietly, 99, that I realized actually, yeah, you need a few more contacts here, stuff's going on. I went to a business startup course and met somebody locally there called Penny Denby, who was doing web design, and we stayed in touch, and we decided along the way that we were actually going to be sharing some office space together. But very early days, think about what I just said about it being in 99, there was just BNI, Chambers of Commerce, nothing really much for businesses, and certainly nothing specifically for women. Which I hadn't even contemplated anything of that ilk. I'm not gender related in that sense. But Penny phoned me one day and she said she'd found this group of women who were meeting at Pricewaterhouse in Charing Cross, and they were to do with IT, as indeed we were both. And the idea was in the evening, have a drink. If it seemed to go well, we could actually then go on and have some dinner. And I said, no, thank you. I don't do all women's events. Coffee mornings, because at the time, I had been working in a man's world, working for quantities affairs, working for architects. But then when I did think about it, I thought, actually, I've been working in education, I've been working in the IT industry, which is male-led, but education is female. I was also working in a charity, which was very female-led. But that said, I went screaming and shouting, dragged by the roots of my hair to this event, to this evening, and was just blown away. I was absolutely amazed. It was such an eye-opener for me, because in the same way that you and I can talk, because we've known each other a long time, we were all talking to each other as if we'd known each other a long time. And yet Penny and I were the only ones who vaguely knew each other. Nobody else knew each other. And it was such an eye-opener. And we told them that we were going to be sharing this office space. And because we were in Clerkenwell in London, some of them were in that area. And they said, okay, give us a shout when you're actually there and we can meet for lunch. So we said, yeah, okay, then we'll do that. So anyway, we arranged that. We had lunch with a few of those women there in a little restaurant called Little Bay, which sadly is no longer there because it was really quirky and great fun to be there. But when we were there, 35 women turned up. They booked, but no exchange of money or anything. Everybody was paying for their own meal because it was just a lunch. But they were getting their diaries out and they were saying, I'll give you a call or let's meet there. And they were doing all that. And it was such an overwhelming eye-opener to me. And a warm, even talking about it now, I'm feeling quite warm about it and emotional, because it was amazing what was happening. Okay, they said, this is great. Shall we do it again? Okay, next month. So we do that. We were also business advisors, which was what then the local Chamber of Commerce, it doesn't exist now. And they asked for our help. And we said, we do this lunch in London. Long story short, which is what my family's always telling me to do. 54 women turned up in Ferraris, which was in East Street in Bromley at the time. 54 women turned up. They had books. It wasn't just a crowd turning up. And from there, again, there was a sort of repeat once a month. Some of the women that came to Bromley were actually further out in the borough. So they were Orpington, and a couple of them said, could we do something in our area? And Penny and I actually had found ourselves stepping back. So whilst we saw this as a good thing for our independent businesses, we actually stepped back from doing that and actually thought, no, this is so helpful to other people, so good for the women that are there and need support. And so we sat down, did the business plan. And so we had regular meetings, monthly meetings. Amazingly, at 12:30, that just stuck. But that's another story because that wasn't what we were called originally. And we just grew organically from that because there was genuinely a need there. And it was the most, it was and it is still the most amazing thing to see how our meetings can help women and individually how I can help women to actually grow themselves with support, because it's a lonely old world out there, Karen. It can be difficult at times with no one to talk to or shout at or whatever. And that's really how we've grown, very much grown. We obviously got hit a couple of times with recessions, but that's life, isn't it? So there we are. No big plan at the time, but wow, what a rewarding journey that's been for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, 12:30, because guys, funnily enough, when you take lunch, that's when you have lunch.
The amazing thing is people still ask me, and what time is this meeting then?
Yeah, I think I might have done that once or twice as well.
I think you might have done, actually.
Yeah, I have. But yes, yeah, 12:30. And you know, it's such a great combination. So it's not just business, but it really is. To your accountant, it's business. You're going for lunch and you have the opportunity to network with other business owners, and they might not be related to you, but it's more about, you know, who they know. Yeah, and it's all about collaboration. And I love that. What is the process for somebody who has their own business? And like you said, it can be a lonely place. And sometimes all you need is to verbalize some things, not even get advice on it. Sometimes when you just talk it through with somebody, absolutely, that can be enough. Yeah. Plus you can get advice if you need it. Plus you can get extra support from Jackie. But so what is the process for somebody who's sat on their own at the moment, staring into the screen of their laptop, wishing they could have a little bit of support, and maybe it would be good for them to actually get out the house and go for lunch. What is your process? How do you help somebody that's maybe new in business, and how do you help them get involved in this networking opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it there about the relationship building, and it is very much about that. And it is about the individual's wider network as well, because I've had people in the past say to me, actually, I've had no direct business from coming to the meetings, but the support I've had is huge. And that's helped me that's helped me to develop my business and do a variety of things. So one of the other things that people get when they become a member is that they get what I call a Power 45, which is 45 minutes mentoring time with me. And then that helps them. We sit down on Zoom. Sometimes we do it locally. It depends where everybody is. So they have 45 minutes, which I have to say very quietly, often extends to an hour. But in theory, it's 45 minutes that they get of my time. And it's not just about my time and my experiences. It is about the connections I've made in over 22 years, because everybody that I'm fortunate to meet is in a position to pass on and make a connection for somebody else. It's everybody recognises that's the world we're in and the rapport that we're actually building. They come to a meeting. The food, of course, is complimentary. They're all different at the different venues. So the food is complimentary. They pay for a meeting, which for a member is £18.50 and for a non-member is £28.50. Somebody can come twice before the expectation is at least that they become a member. We have an annual membership. And there is an early bird membership. So the annual membership is £259 and the early bird is £159. So if they pay that e-invoice within 3 days, they get the early bird. So that's a pretty good deal, I think. At the meetings themselves, we sometimes have guest speakers. We sometimes have workshops. And the reason that they are sometimes is because, again, we're back to that relationship building and everybody having the opportunity to really talk to each other properly. In the first instance, what they also get is the opportunity to give a 1 minute intro. That 1 minute, as Karen, is a maximum amount of time. If you can get your message over in 10 seconds, that's great. But everybody has that opportunity. Sometimes people, and not very often, but sometimes will people say, especially if they're just starting up, oh, do I really have to do that? No, you don't. It's an opportunity. But the interesting thing is that, in fact, I'm just looking around me for a card. And I haven't got one to hand. Yes, I have. The interesting thing is, that when people ask me that question and they go to the meeting and they actually realise, yeah, they could do this, that they will actually go ahead and do it, which hadn't been the plan. And when we've got new people at a meeting, I always have a seasoned member to start off those introductions, followed quickly by new people, because they can't imagine anything worse than being at the end and just waiting for your time, if you like. Why I was fluffing around there was these little cards that you'll recognise, Karen. Inside is a guide for that 1 minute. So everybody gets given these when they come and they can take those away with them. They take away three. And the idea of that is that they can write their notes inside. They keep that one. And the other two, they've had such a fantastic time at the 12:30 meeting that they hand them out and the person will give them their contact details and agree to go on our newsletter. It's a two-way thing there. But what I think is also good is the fact that people don't necessarily think of synergies with companies. And when they're in that environment, it's a lot easier to see, yeah, actually, I've got, for example, we don't do single businesses in that way. I've got two ladies who are both travel, but one actually specialises with tickets for theatre events. The other one doesn't. So they actually see a really good collaboration there together. Yeah. And it's amazing to see that. I'm sure you've seen it at different events you've been to and organised yourself, how people do get that synergy and do collaborate. And also what they need to remember as well is, which they don't always, is pen and paper for notes. There is a little space on here, but for the wider scheme, always bring your pen and paper with you. Or if you want to do it on your phone, it's up to you.
Yeah. And I love what you said there about, you could on paper be in the same industry, and then it's a shame that people see competition, because I don't ever see competition, because everybody has their own unique skill sets, everybody has their unique way of doing things, and some people will resonate with one person and other people will resonate with the other. And if people can come away from this competition mindset, which is a scarcity mindset, and focus more on collaboration, then, you know, everybody will grow together. So, Jackie, for the listeners, because I'm sure many have thought about joining networking events, and for some, it may be a little bit scary to actually stand up and do their 1 minute, because what I find is I can look at somebody's bio or I could look at somebody's website until I actually get them on the show and ask them questions, I might, but at the end of the show, I've got a completely different idea on exactly what it is they do. And yeah. I think so many people focus on maybe their I'm a this coach or I do this, and then they list maybe the, yeah, maybe it is the benefits, but do you feel that the 1 minute part is their opportunity to showcase what it is they do and who they help specifically?
Yeah.
So can you give any sort of pointers for the listeners out there on how to structure your 1 minute intro?
I think one of the important things I think is that I do say to people, it's not about what you do. It's about what you offer and how you can help somebody else, because it's reciprocal in that. So, for example, my background being an IT trainer, if I stand up and say I'm an IT trainer, blah, 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 they're going to go, oh, yeah, all right then. But if I said a bit more thoroughly in that sense, if I said to them, how often are you actually struggling to use your computer? We all know there's 8 ways to get there eventually, but I can help you. Give me 15 minutes of your time. I can make using your computer a lot more fun and a lot easier for you. If you're a bit more expansive and give them a reason why they should come to you. Similarly with an accountant, I think we all, apart from this time of year, we all sort of glaze over, don't we? I'm an accountant. But if I can save you money, give me 5 minutes of your time and all the rest of it. I think it's extremely valuable. And in terms of the structure, what you'll find in here is that it suggests you start off with your name and your company name. Bits in the middle will vary because of your audience, where you are, what your needs are, what you think. And you end up with your name and your company name, and hold up your card or your flyer as you do that so that there's a visual connection with that. Having said that, sometimes it's good to throw a question in first. I used the travel people as an example a moment ago, and if they stick to that structure that I've just outlined, if you like, but at the beginning, before they give their name, they say, anybody been on an arranged holiday and it was a total disaster? Usually there's someone on that. You don't have to go into a dialogue. They'll just go, yeah, me, and you go, come and see me afterwards or have a chat. And then, my name's Jackie Groundsell, blah, blah, blah. And then you do your structure. And sometimes people say to me, why do you have to give your name at the end as well? It's because it sticks in the psyche. You're reminded of it. But also, if you're making notes, you don't always quite grasp that name at the beginning as people are going round. And I think the other important thing to remember is if you've got more than one business, focus on one. If you've got, let's say, 4 or 5 businesses and you stream them off in that time, people will go, actually, what are they talking about? What is it they offer? Because it's very confusing. And I actually had somebody stand up the other day and said, I've been told I must do. It's not about telling, although it marginally is. It is about the advice. Obviously, over the years, you gather that in, and people do get confused. Even if you do, let's say, 6 meetings on one part, one business that you run, and then you do another, that's fine. But if you do it all in one, people do get very confused. But there's no reason why during that meeting you can't actually expand on that. But you'll need a real proper focus on what it is, why they should actually come to you, and how your business can actually help them. So remember, it's not about what you do. It's about what you offer.
Yeah, because they actually don't care what you do. They only care what's in it for them. And look, I got this wrong for years. I did way too many different things. And it is so correct, because when there's overwhelm, if you're doing too much and you're offering too much, if there's overwhelm or confusion, nothing will get done. Nobody will take that next step.
Absolutely.
So making it crystal clear on who you serve and what the big promise is at the end. What is it that you, not even just what you offer, But what is the transformation that you're offering after somebody comes and works with you? Because the details, we can get all stuck on the details. Nobody wants to hear them. And again, we can overwhelm. And I know I've done that in the past because it's almost like I want to over deliver. But actually, the opposite is true. When you simplify it and make it crystal clear so that they remember, you're going to get much better results. And so for your business, it's such an important thing because, as we said before, it's, I think there's so many people out there just trying to get clarity. It's like a numbers thing. It's not for forgetting that they're human. And do you want more clients or do you want to build relationships? And if you want to have a sustainable business, it is all about building relationships. And as I said at the beginning, you really are the super connector. For 22 years of doing this, Cor, I'm sure anybody out there would like a copy of her little black book.
It's interesting because at the back of my mind and in various places on my computer and in my notebooks, there is a book coming at some point. And at the moment, the front cover says, it's called Jacqueline, Stop Talking. If you talk to any networker, and I'm sure this applies to you as well, Karen, how many times at school were you told, stop talking? And it's got to happen, hasn't it? It's how are you going to build that relationship? We've all got to talk to each other. It's very much, and you've summed everything up, all the bits that I've left out, you've summed up so perfectly, Karen, so thank you for that.
It is. I mean, I think this really does relate to any business, no matter what you do, no matter what you sell. And I think people can get so caught up in, are you B2C or B2B? Irrelevant. You're human to human. So it's all about relationships, regardless of all the other stuff. And I feel that the beauty of, it's the same with podcasting. You've got your own podcast. And so for the listeners, what's the name of the podcast?
Oh, the name of the podcast is 1230 TWC Business Beat Radio Show.
Perfect. And you can find her on our podcast network as well, on Raising Vibrations, on Podbean. And this is the beauty, isn't it? We get to talk.
I know. And the other thing for people just also to remember is that if you get a sale, we hate that word, but if you get a sale at a meeting, wonderful. But remember, networking is, as Karen and I have both said, it's about building that relationship. So it can be a slow burn. It's worthwhile and it's strong.
Absolutely. And that, I suppose that is the thing. Many are maybe going to a network event. Again, we're in this instant gratification era. And so they want it now. And what people have got to realize that if you're not going to ask somebody to marry you the first time you meet them, it's not good. Some people might. I don't think it'll end very well. Yeah. So for the listeners out there, if they're in business and they would maybe be a bit nervous about joining a networking event, going to have lunch with the ladies, for you, what are some of the things that sort of stop people from doing this?
I think if they've gone to lots of networks, just dabbling their toe in at different ones, which you do have to do, that in itself can be quite overwhelming. But I think one of the things that stands out from 1230 is that there's always a very warm welcome when you come. And that is something that people comment on, how welcoming everybody was and how interesting everybody has been in that sense. And I think we all know what it's like to come through the door and not know a soul. So we need to support people who have never known anybody like that, so who know people like that when they come and they're new. And I think with 1230, that is one of the things that stands out, is that warm welcome. But people do need to try other networks and see what actually works for them, what's actually going to have support for them. It doesn't always work that they are going to get that support there. And what I mean by support is, are we going to be able to connect them to other people? Yes, invariably I can. And are they actually going to learn something? Yes, they will, because everybody there has got their own expertise, whether they're just starting up or not. Because I have people phone me up and say, I've not started yet. Is it a good idea to come? Yes, it is, because we've all been there, done that, and got the T-shirt.
A few times. So what else do you think, though, that just stops people from stepping out there? And because it can be scary, come on, going to have lunch with a load of women that you've never met before. So how can they get over those kind of things?
I think, first of all, it's to remember that our origins, there was no big blinding flash of light to set up a group for women. It just evolved. It really genuinely just evolved. And I think that's a one important thing to know, that there was that huge need there, and there's always been that need there. I think what stops people maybe, I suppose finance is always a consideration, isn't it? But remember that the meal that you get, food that you get, is complimentary as well. So if you were going out for lunch independently, you'd have to carry that cost as well. We all need a break. So to remember that sustenance is going to give us more energy, as well as obviously the people that are there. So in stopping people, I think it's difficult to know. There's a variety of things. One of the things is obviously if it's a mum, they need to be aware of what the timings are. So the meetings standard are 12:30 to 2 o'clock finish. But often there's open networking afterwards. But mums obviously need to bear that in mind. And they just let us know if anybody who's got a deadline, even if it's a meeting following, they let us know that we need to be aware that we cover the content before they actually go. Maybe that's one thing for timing. But it is important that we eat. So I think that's one thing to get over, that then we all need to take a break. We do also have what I tongue-in-cheek call our TV. So we have our radio show as well. So we have our in-person meetings, our radio show, and we also have our TV, which is the online one, which is on the second Wednesday of every month. So we like to think we've got everything covered for everybody, but we're always a listening ear if people have got special needs. So I hope it's evident that I'm very approachable as well. So
I can vouch for that. I can vouch for that. Jackie.
Yes.
So what should the listeners do next? Because obviously you do local events where they're going to come for lunch, and they're in many different areas, but around London. So a lot of our listeners are in the States. So you still have something to offer them with the TV, to the monthly. So if the listeners are out there, women in business, who would like to meet other women in business, get a bit of support, get a chance to network, what's the next step?
They can look at the website, which is all the W's and then 1230.co.uk. Under calendar, you'll find things listed there. Interestingly, I've formed a connection with Trixada through your podcast, Karen, and we've hooked up. So that's great. And so for us, on an annual basis, we've got coming up the 19th of March, we've got a great event coming up, which is being held in the city. So it's all about finance for women.
If they're not in the UK, how can they sign up for the TV?
Again, go to the website, under calendar, you'll find it there, and they just sign up. That is free for members and £5 for a non-member. Towards the end of the year, we are going to be having a hybrid event. That'll be online as well as in the room. A speed networking global event, so that'll be exciting. Yeah, and if there's anybody listening and they look at the website and they go, but that's not near me, I'd like to know about how I can organise an event or a meeting where you are. Just give me a shout. We can talk about it. There's no cost to, other than being a member, there's no cost to being a host of a group, and you're handheld the whole way in setting up a group. So if there's not one near you, let me know. But in any event, give me a call. We can talk on Zoom. We can talk on the phone. Whatever works for you. I love talking, as you might have gathered.
if anybody's listening, then if you want to host your own, the bonus is there's food there too, but it's the opportunity to network. And if you can offer up some training, then get in touch with Jackie. That's fantastic.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to talking to everyone.
Awesome. So thank you for your time today, Jackie. The listeners, I'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode on the Podcast Profits Unleashed podcast. If you're a coach, consultant, therapist or healer who would like to drive sales whilst having fun podcasting, head over to podcastprofitsunleashed.com/free and find out how you can turn your podcast into a sales machine. We'll see you on the next episode.